USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third month, President Biden has recently requested $33 million from Congress in taxpayer dollars for additional aid for Ukraine. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Congressman Michael McCaul, a senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, responds when asked if he believes the aid package will quickly pass Congress.
Yes, I do. I think time is of the essence. The next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be very pivotal and very decisive in this war. And I don't think we have a lot of time to waste in Congress. I wish we'd had this a little bit sooner, but we have it now.
The cleanup after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the Wichita suburb of Andover, Kansas, continues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
President Biden is reflecting on his friendship with former Vice President Walter Mondale during Sunday's memorial service in Minneapolis.
Great American novelist Edith Wharton wrote, "There are two ways of spreading light, to be a candle or the mirror that reflects it." Fritz was both the candle and the mirror, in my view.
Biden was among the speakers honoring Walter Fritz Mondale, who died at the age of 93 last year. Republicans are calling on the Senate to terminate its contract with Citibank. The bank recently announced it would pay employees in states with anti-abortion laws to travel to other states to abort their babies. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines saying Citi's decision to finance abortion tourism for its employees in brazen circumvention of state law shows a reckless disregard for the lives of preborn children. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis blasted the Biden administration's Department of Education over a proposed regulation that would restrict federal funding for certain charter schools. Polis calling it confounding for the Education Department to limit public school choice by instituting new rules that would gut the federal charter schools program. A new NPR Marist poll shows 52% of Hispanic voters say they would support a Republican candidate for Congress, while only 39% would favor a Democratic candidate. The same poll showed that parents with children under 18 favored Republicans over Democrats by a 60-39 margin, and that voters under 45 were more Republican than those over 45. A historic piece of Jackie Robinson's baseball career is fetching over $1 million at auction. Hunt Auctions says the baseball bat Robinson used in the 1949 MLB All-Star Game sold for nearly $1.1 million Sunday. The bat is a Louisville Slugger made specifically for the man who broke baseball's color barrier to use in the game, and it is stamped with Robinson's signature on the barrel. Robinson's wife, Rachel, says the bat has been in the Robinson family since the day it was first used. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.